The food feature is brought to you by Nomu Brands. Unique innovation, flavor, and fun from a South African foodie original. We're talking about artisanal ice cream now this afternoon. And this particular offering is based in Maboneng. And it's shaking things up in the ice cream scene because my guest, Sinenhlanhla Ndlela, has come up with a dairy-free dessert with some really innovative flavors that we got to sample a little bit earlier on. Sine, good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, Azania. Thank you so much for having me.
I think your story is so delightful. It's wonderful because you are trained, you're qualified in writing for television and in post-production.
Yes.
But you made this leap. You just decided to leave everything and to explore this ice cream dream. What are your early memories of ice cream growing up?
It's always not finding ice cream in the tub.
And what? Because we use those ice cream tubs to store last night's food.
Yes. And also because, I mean, like growing up with my gran, there were a lot of us and you have to almost like just fight to get the ice cream because it's not something that you get every day as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why did you go leave what you were trained in for this job?
I just wanted to do something that I really do love. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I love ice cream. And also, it came at a time when I wanted to find my purpose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is to serve love. And that's how I've just conceptualized the whole ice cream thing. Just me serving love and also something that I love.
That's so cute. Serving love. That's part of the spiritual slant that your offering comes with. You were researching a vegan lifestyle, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's how the idea of a dairy-free ice cream came about.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your Coco, it's such a stunning, elegant name. How did it come about?
So originally, it is a portmanteau between yogurt and coconut.
Ah.
Originally, when I first tried to make the ice cream, it was a disaster. So I was like, let me maybe try to make yogurt. And then I was like, no, I'm just doubting myself. Let me just stick to the name and I'll really go out to make this ice cream, no matter how long it takes.
No matter what.
Yeah.
The flavors were so delicious. Let's start with the rooibos and cookie flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So even the combination, rooibos is fantastic. It's always the subtle flavor that enhances whatever it's been added to. And then, of course, the cookie. So just your process in the flavor profiles and what you put together, I think is quite interesting.
Thank you.
The spicy pumpkin.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Spicy pumpkin. Yeah, that was our winter, just feature. Yeah.
And how did it do? Are we exploring? Are we adventurous with our palates in South Africa?
Not yet as much, but it's getting there. So there were people who really, really loved it. And there were people who were not so sure.
Okay.
So maybe next winter, I'll just change it up a bit more.
Yes. But yes. I think for ice cream lovers, that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah.
To explore and find new flavors.
Definitely.
And then golden milk with turmeric.
Yes.
What a surprise ingredient. And then avo and mint as well.
Mm.
So you continue to play around with different flavors. The ones that we got to sample today was the rooibos coconut. Mm-hmm. And that's a great combination, especially if you love coconut. And then the strawberry and rose water. Perfect for this weather. Just
Thank
perfect.
You. Thank you.
And the way the rose water kicks in afterwards, you know, it's the last flavor that you pick up. And chocolate and granadella.
Yes.
That was a surprise combination.
That actually happened by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And because I just got granadillas and I mean, I didn't know what to do. And I was just wondering, because it's got this sour tinge to it and that might be too much for some people. And then I was just playing around and I was scared actually because I was just like, chocolate and granadilla?
Yeah.
I'm not sure because it's a bit confusing. It's like sweet and sour, but it's our bestseller.
Is it? That is wonderful. So you are a one-woman show at the moment,
yes,
operating out of Maboneng, and people can order.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're not retailing directly. Or, well, you're retailing through deliveries.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I've also supplied one store in Linden.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking of expanding on that as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes, finding sites where you can retail.
Yeah.
So how do we get a hold of you?
So
how do we get a hold of your Coco? Delicious ice cream. Dairy-free, especially for people that are lactose intolerant.
Yes, yes.
And vegan as well.
Yes. Mm. So they can check out on Instagram. It's the_yourcoco.
And it's a delectable page, by the way. Instagram
page
is just the stuff of envy.
Thank you. And the the handle for Twitter is the same as well. So it's also the_YourCoco. Then there's an email address, which is just info@yourcoco.co.za.
Yes, YourCoco, YOCOCO. Yes. As we say it. All of the best.
Thank you so much.
I hope you go on to expand and have different sites and live your dream.
Thank you.
Because it is coming from a place of love, she says, served and created with love. Well done.
Thank you so much.
That's Sinenhla Nhlanhla, the owner and founder of YourCoco, a dairy-free ice cream. Very innovative flavor profiles, and the way that she brings them together, it will surprise you. They're absolutely pleasant, really delicious, and can't wait for more of the strawberry and rose water this spring and summer.